Thank you. I want to be on time. I call the Legislative Budget and Audit Committee meeting to order. Today is Friday, April 8th, 2022, and the time is 7:45 a.m. Please silence your cell phones. This is Chair Natasha Von Imhoff in the Senate Finance Room 532 in the Juneau Capitol. And we have the following members present here in Juneau: Vice Chair Chris Tuck, Senator Bert Stedman, Senator Laura Reinbold, Senator Cliff Bishop, Representative James Kaufman, and Representative Andy Josephson. Thank you all for being here early. I truly appreciate it. Are there any members online, Jake? Okay, but no audit committee members? All right, thank you. Our first order of business is to go into executive session to consider the legislative audit's procurement memo and legislative audit strategic planning. So, Vice Chair Tuck.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I move that the Legislative Budget and Audit Committee go into executive session under Uniform Rule 22B3 for the discussion of matters that may, by law, be required to be confidential. I ask that the following members remain in the room or online: the legislative auditor and necessary staff for the auditor, any legislators not on the committee, and staff for legislators who are members of the committee.
Is there objection to the executive session motion? Seeing none, we will go into executive session after a brief at ease to clear the room. Okay, thank you. We are back on the record. It is 8:35. We have myself, Natasha Von Imhoff, Vice Chair Chris Tuck, Senator Bert Stedman, Senator Peter Machicki, Senator Laura Reinbold, Senator Cliff Bishop. We have Representative James Kaufman, Representative Andy Josephson, and we have in the room Representatives McCarty and LeBon. Thank you very much for joining us. Okay, during the executive session, we discuss confidential matters related to procurement. So we're going to go through three motions, and the first one on my script is Vice Chair Chris Tuck, if you want to talk about the federal compliance audit.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I move that the Legislative Budget and Audit Committee authorize the legislative auditor to solicit for the outside federal compliance audit of no more than five FY23 and FY24 major federal programs.
Are there any objections? Okay, Ms. Curtis, if you just want to put on the record and explain this, please.
Thank you. For the record, Chris Curtis, Legislative Auditor. I'm asking for approval to solicit for the outside audit of five major federal programs. And that's supporting the FY23 and FY24, so it's really gonna be 2 years we would procure that work. The Great Resignation has hit our agency fairly hard, and over the last 9 months, we have lost 8 positions, including 4 upper-level experienced auditors and 4 lower-level auditors. And in looking at future retirements, we recognize that we will need to relieve a portion of our audit work in order to meet our deadlines and to rebuild our experience. We did something similar back in 2015 when the new state accounting system was implemented and our workload skyrocketed. This committee supported the outside audit of the HSNS major federal programs for 3 years, FY16, FY17, FY18. So similar to that, given the resource constrictions we were under, we were asking for 5 major federal programs to be contracted out for FY23 and FY24.
So thank you. I should have asked if there was any objections after Ms. Curtis's explanation. So are there any objections? Seeing none, this motion passes. Okay, now we will consider the second motion. Vice Chair Tuck.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I move that the Legislative Budget and Audit Committee authorize the legislative auditor to amend the contract for the examination of FY21 Alaska's Resource for Integrated Eligibility Services, the ARES, Information Technology General Controls, and Application Controls to include an examination of FY22 controls not to exceed a total contract amount of $138,000.
So I will object for explanation.
Again, Chris Curtis, Legislative Auditor. So you all received a procurement memo dated April 5th, and that asks for approval for this Procurement. This is to examine the IT general and application controls for the state's new Medicaid system, which is called ARES. You approved this contract for FY21, and this is expanding that for FY22. So the estimated cost is $80,000. I'm asking for approval not to exceed $85,000 to provide a little bit of wiggle room in case the scope of services expand. That way I don't have to come back to the committee and delay the audit process for an approval. So a little bit of room. So it's really, because it's an amended contract, the motion is not to exceed $138,000, but in essence, you're approving an FY22 amount for not to exceed $85,000. And that is needed to support our Medicaid opinion and our CHIP opinion for the FY22 single audit.
Any further discussion? So I will remove my objection. Are there any other objections? Seeing none, the motion passes. Representative Tuck will have our third motion.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I move that any remote full-time employment is limited to 2 non-residents within the department.
I will object for purposes of discussion. Did you want to put anything on the record?
Again, Chris Curtis, Legislative Auditor, just to echo the comments I've already made about the loss of the positions and how that is really impacting our ability to meet the mission. And this is the hiring of remote workers is something we're looking at in a very limited capacity, no more than 2 positions, and very specific skill sets to help us meet our mission.
Thank you. Is there any further discussion? I will remove my objection. Is there any other objections? Seeing none, this motion passes. Is there any further business to come before the committee? Seeing no further business, we are adjourned at 8:40 a.m. Thank you.